USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The long-awaited evacuation from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol was underway Sunday. A UN humanitarian spokesman told the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. It's believed that 100,000 people are still in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation visit to Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Officials are continuing to battle a wildfire out west.
Officials in northern New Mexico urge residents in more than two dozen communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a massive blaze that exploded in size in one day. The Calf Canyon fire began last week and combined with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was already burning near Las Vegas, New Mexico. By Saturday morning, Calf Canyon has scorched more than 97,000 acres.
USA's Mariah Bowen reporting. President Biden plans to gather with other dignitaries in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to remember former Vice President Walter Mondale at a memorial service. Mondale died in April of 2021 at age 93, but his family delayed services for a year due to the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden wanted to attend the memorial because he had an important personal relationship with Mondale. Biden has described Mondale as, quote, one of our nation's most dedicated patriots and public servants. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Operation Lone Star has received a financial boost.
Texas approved $495 million to fund the Texas National Guard deploying along the U.S.-Mexico border. The funds have been reallocated from other state agencies. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying Texas will not sit on the sidelines as President Biden continues to turn a blind eye to the crisis at our southern border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A member of British Parliament has resigned after he admitted to watching pornography twice in the House of Commons. Neil Parish was suspended Friday from the Conservative Party over allegations. He tells the BBC that the first time it was an accident, but the second time he did that deliberately.
And the one thing I wasn't doing, and which I will take to my grave as being true, is I was not actually making sure people could see it. In fact, I was trying to do quite the opposite, and I was wrong what I was doing.
Parris says his biggest crime was looking at it a second time while waiting to vote on the side of the chamber. School officials in Rochester, New York, are investigating allegations that a white teacher told his class of mostly black students to pick seeds out of cotton and put on handcuffs during lessons on slavery in a seventh grade social studies class. The teacher has been put on leave while the school system investigates. They came to light after an appalled parent posted on Facebook that her daughter was confronted with the lesson on Tuesday. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, of course, on Twitch TV. Coming to you from the sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 30 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I won some awards for my writing, so I'm an award-winning journalist. Straight up, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, they have a different perspective. They buy the pay-per-view. They go to the events. They got their own view. Straight up, I open the text line just for you right now. 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk Studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we're just hours removed from Shakur Stevenson's taking apart of Oscar Valdez. Of course, Valdez, a 2-time Mexican Olympian, 30-0 coming into the fight. A 9-1 underdog. Of course, I was scratching my head. How can anybody be a 9-1 underdog? Well, one time, Larry Merchant and I were discussing odds, and he says, it doesn't matter if he's 9-1, 90-1. The guy that's going to win is going to win. And Shakur Stevenson was going to win. In fact, he was never in any peril last night, winning a 12-round decision over the WBC champion, Oscar Valdez. Of course, now the 2016 Olympic silver medalist got into a bit of a fracas afterwards. We won't get into that in depth, but bottom line is Shakur. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Come to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio Channel 217, the American Forces Network, Twitcher.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is I don't have enough time. Straight up, after the break, we're talking boxing and MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. And right now at Wendy's, they're only a buck each.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, just a dollar.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet your buck on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. Offer only applies to bacon or sausage egg and cheese biscuits. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction and per person per day. Not valid in a combo.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Both my right. Hey, baby.
The Wire-Haired Wonder. I call him the King of Nap, and he loves him. Talk about, of course, Don King. May he continue to do his thing. Of course, he's got a card coming up with Daniel Bryan defending against Daniel Dubois, I believe, for the WBA heavyweight title sometime in the upcoming future. We'll talk about that probably a little bit next week. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, women took the spotlight last night. I'm telling you, they took the spotlight. Amanda Serrano coming in at 41-1-1, like with 30 whacks. Of course, taking on Katie Taylor. Katie Taylor from the UK. She was 20 and zip. I mean, you know, Katie Taylor was thought to be long in the tooth. She didn't want to fight 3-minute rounds. We thought that Katie Taylor was running this and that. And, you know, I scored the fight. And I was scoring the fight round by round by round by round by round. And at the end of 10 rounds, I had Amanda Serrano winning 6-4, if not 7-3. Yikes! I mean, I see things a little bit differently maybe than the judges, because the judges, get this, Glenn Feldman, that Hall of Fame judge, right? He had a 97-93 for Katie Taylor. I mean, 97-93. In other words, you only gave Amanda Serrano 3 rounds when she started the fight by winning probably the first five. The first five, six. You know, so this sort of reminded me of Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler to an extent, except that Amanda didn't have any flash at the end. She didn't have any flash in like Ray Leonard did. But she was fighting a bigger person, and it showed down the stretch. It really showed down the stretch. But I thought she clearly won enough rounds to win this fight. But it went the other way, 97-93. A judge from Canada, Bonat Roussel, who's famous for his beard, that's about it, because it looks like there's a couple of people living in there. He rents it out as an apartment. 96-94, he had it the other way. I mean, you know, how do you, I don't know. I just didn't, I mean, Socrates thought it was a draw. He had it 5-5 in rounds. I just didn't think it was a draw. I thought that Amanda Serrano did enough. Listen, if you're a front runner, and, you know, front runners, sometimes you have to be a sprinter. You get out there first, and then you let the turtle, and see if the turtle can pass you, right? Well, I don't think the turtle passed Amanda Serrano last night. I just didn't think so. Anyway, bottom line is, when these women talk post-fight, they had nothing but class.
Katie, congratulations. This was the biggest fight in women's boxing history. It played out like it. You get the split decision win. What's going through your mind right now? This was a close fight through the first few rounds. In those middle rounds, it looked like Amanda had you hurt a couple of times. How deep did you have to dig in this fight?
I knew exactly that I had to dig deep in this fight. I knew going into it I was going to be in the trenches at some stage. She's a phenomenal fighter, a great, great person. And I have the heart to go on the scale. I knew it was going to be able to come true.
What kind of adjustments did you have to make during this fight? What kind of adjustments did you make in the fight?
Well, early on, obviously, they were getting stuck inside as Katie started to use the ring a little bit more and kind of just apply her boxing. She wasn't getting pinned. I mean, Amanda can box as well, don't get me wrong, but like by not trying to allow ourselves to get stuck in corners, it's a hell of a fight, man.
Katie, and see another sign of respect between these two great women fighters.
Amanda Serrano, of course, talking about her loss last night. No, of course it was women's boxing. Of course, the biggest fight in women's boxing history, without a doubt. And they both made some good money last night. But I really thought that Amanda Serrano won, although Katie Taylor couldn't understand her in a lot of that mush mouth there. She had a lot of mush mouth there. But the bottom line is, you know, it was a good, entertaining scrap. Two women went back and forth. They had world-class skills. And unlike, I think, Savannah Marshall, who's the 160-pound women's champ. I think her and Clarissa Shields are going to hook it up later in the year. With the exception of her, these women are exceptional. I mean, Savannah's something different. I mean, just yikes. She's a scary, scary female as far as, I mean, I wouldn't put a girl in against her. I just wouldn't. I'm a bottom line is you would have to have a girl like with the chin of Muhammad Ali and the boxing skills of Muhammad Ali to beat that girl. I'm telling you, that girl, Savannah, is going to clean up on Clarissa Shields. Of course, that's the bigger fight coming up later in 2022 as far as the women are concerned. As I said, Katie Taylor now 21 and zip. Amanda Serrano drops to 42-1-1. A good fight for the women, no doubt about that. Speaking of the women, we'll bring in Claire Burke in hour number two. Of course, she's I call her the Rosa Parks of boxing because she's out there anytime that somebody gets done wrong in boxing, four-round fighters don't get paid, six-round fighters don't get paid. She's on the phone with the athletic commissions making sure they do get paid. So we'll hear from the Rosa Parks of boxing in hour number two. I hope to spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather a little bit later as well. I'm talking about Larry Merchant, and Eddie Croft, primetime Eddie Croft, of course, the trainer from B Street Boxing down there in San Mateo, California. He will check in as well. Now, the other fight of the night, of course, and it was a fight of the night because it was like he probably garnered more attention than the women's fight. I'm talking about Shakur Stevenson, of course, now undefeated, still undefeated, of course, the 2016 Olympic silver medalist, now what, 18-0, nine knockouts, scored a one-sided. Can I keep playing this? It was like a one-sided rout over Oscar Valdez. Oscar Valdez, a WBC champion coming in, a linear champion, Ring Magazine champion coming in. They who duked it out at the MGM Grand Garden last night in Las Vegas, Nevada. Basically, they were in two different leagues. I mean, it was just one skill set and another skill set. And Oscar Valdez has world-class skill sets. He just couldn't put him to play against Shakur Stevenson. I mean, you hear me stuttering because the bottom line is there's no answer to Shakur Stevenson, I don't think. I really don't think there's an answer to him. I think if somebody's got to crack him to the body a little bit, get him in some street fights, maybe that you can beat him in street fights. But as far as boxing is concerned, I think he's got a good long undefeated reign if he were to continue at that weight, as far as that weight's concerned. Now, as far as Oscar Valdez is concerned, he fought very square last night. When I say square, he fought like this with his hands in front of him, right? Left and right, and he fought with his shoulder straight to Shakur Stevenson. Instead of trying, listen, he should have went back to, like, looking at films, like Roberto Duran and how he beat the taller, faster Sugar Ray Leonard in 1980. That should have been the game plan. Remember, Duran had a little trouble in the first round. After the first round, he clocked Leonard in the second round. Before you knew it, he owned Ray Leonard for four or five rounds there. But that's the way Oscar Valdez should have fought. I mean, Team Reynoso, Eddie Reynoso. You heard Shakur Stevenson in a couple of minutes in our next segment when he talks about the fact that he beat Eddie Reynoso. Of course, that's the trainer of both Oscar Valdez and the former trainer of Ryan Garcia and the current trainer, of course, of Canelo Alvarez. And of course, Canelo was in the house last night. He probably wasn't too pleased watching this guy take a 12-round route. But at the end of the night, the skills was like, the skill set was just so wow. I mean, like, one was in one level, one was in another. So, you know, you give Shakur Stevenson all kinds of props. He was a winner and still undefeated. Now, at 130 pounds, he probably is unbeaten at 130. I can't see anybody at 126 or 130 pounds beating him. No way, no how. Not right. Not maybe for the next couple of years. Now, his gambles will be when he steps up in weight to 135 maybe or 140 pounds if he's willing to go that far. But at 130 pounds, he didn't have to throw three or four or five punches last night. He was cracking out. He was cracking Oscar Valdez with lead shots coming in. The jab was working. The overhand right was working. Everything was working. Valdez did, I think, outpunch him in the third round, but that was it. I think 15-8 as far as those bean counter guys are concerned when they count the punches. But outside of that, Oscar Valdez didn't do too well. You know, it was a formidable effort, without a doubt, but you didn't win any rounds. So if you didn't win any rounds, you can't go home and say, you know what, it was close. No, it wasn't close. Bottom line is Shakur Stevenson, head and shoulders above the rest of the guys at 130 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll take an early break and come back with Shakur Stevenson. Of course, I expect to spend some time with the retired HBO Godfather a little bit later. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. Of course, Eddie Primetime Croft will be here. And Claire Burke. When I say the Rosa Parks of boxing, check her out. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Wood is hip to the break.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now, I mean right now, to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You want to take Ashes Clay when Howard Cosell and everybody is calling you Muhammad Ali? Then why you got to be the one of all people whose color to keep saying Cassius Clay? My name is Muhammad Ali, and you will announce it right there in the center of that ring after the fight if you don't do it now.
The greatest of all time, Mr., of course, born Cassius Clay. That was his slave name, according to him, of course, when he converted to Muslim. The Nation of Islam in 1964, he became Muhammad Ali, and the rest was history. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Boxing has been hot of late. I mean, we've had Ryan Garcia, who's like a ratings king, but actually didn't do too well against that guy, Emmanuel Tagoe, because of the fact that Emmanuel Tagoe didn't come to fight a fortnight ago. But, you know, Gennady Golovkin went last week. Of course, he stopped Ryota Murata after getting taking some pretty good body shots early on. So boxing is rocking and rolling. I mean, of course, last night, the Garden was sold out. I mean, sold out, as was, how can I put it, the minds and hearts of a lot of boxing fans, because they were hoping like that DAZN and ESPN wouldn't put these fights on at the same time, because HBO and Showtime used to do that. I mean, they would put the fights on at the same time. So either you had a DVR, or like Steve Albert, the guy that used to be with Showtime. Remember the Showtime boxing voice, Steve Albert? One time I caught him on pay-per-view. He had a hot box where you were like watching two shows. He was watching two shows on pay-per-view, and we were doing a radio show. And I said to him, Steve, how much does pay-per-view cost? He goes, oh, I don't pay anything. I go, really? He goes, yeah, I just flick back and forth. Then he realized that he was copping to having a hot box on the air and tried to clean it up. But the bottom line is, you don't have to, in the world of DAZN and now ESPN, you don't have to, like, have a DVR or go back and forth in this net, because last night they had the Katie Taylor fight. I think that aired about 10:15 Eastern time. And then, of course, Shakur Stevenson and Oscar Valdez came in about 8:30 or 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern time. So perfect timing, no doubt about that. Both fights went to distance. Both fights were memorable performances, I guess, if you're the winner. But the bottom line is last night, Shakur Stevenson sounded pretty good post-fight.
Hey, this made everything. I told y'all what I was gonna do. I said I'm gonna beat Valdez, Canelo, and Eddie Reynoso. That was my game plan. Beat the whole team, and I feel good about it. Much respect to them. No disrespect to them, but that was my game plan.
Did Oscar Valdez bring out the best in you, and how did he bring out the best?
Oh, most definitely. Oscar Valdez is a tough champion. I don't take none away from him. He got good power. He's rough, rugged, and he'll be a champion after this.
So you say after this, and everybody wants to know what the next step is. You've got two of the belts and the Lineal Ring magazine belt.
I got the next step. Hey, Julie, can I see some? Julie.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Larry, I love you, and will you marry me?
Oh, my goodness. He is proposing to his girlfriend and the mother of his daughter.
Yes. A huge night.
So he goes home with two extra belts and a fiance tonight.
The mother of his daughter. And now Shakur, a big moment for you, a huge night for you. Was this the birth of a superstar?
Yes. I'm a superstar in this sport. You line them up, name them. I'm ready for whoever.
You were naming names before because you had Oscar Valdez as your target. What's your target now?
Anybody, any of the champions. I might go collect all the belts at 130, become undisputed. I deserve to be a superstar, so this is what I got to do.
Devin Haney's in the house. He's going to be fighting George Kambosos in Australia. Is that a step up for you in the future?
Most definitely. Devin is definitely a huge fight for me. Devin is a hell of a fighter. I got nothing but respect and love for Devin. But we could line it up in the future, too.
Thank you very much, Shakur.
Devin Haney, of course, the WBC lightweight champion, going to travel to Australia on June the 4th to take on the Linear and World champion. Talk about the undefeated George Kambosos, of course. Now, Haney this week was trying to pull a Donald Trump. Why do I say that? Because he was questioning the judges before the fights even. The judges haven't even been picked yet. And he's going, I'm looking for fair judges. Kind of crap is that? That's sort of like the stuff the ex-president tried to say, I'm looking for a fair election, you know. And the bottom line is the election was fair and you lost. And, of course, I just don't think that Devin Haney is enduring himself to anybody. I know he's going into foreign territory, going down there to Australia and fighting George Kambosos, and that's a bit of it takes some intestinal fortitude and some will to go down there and fight, but if you think you're the best in the world, then you go down there and do it, and you do it for short money. Devin Haney, of course, went back and forth. Actually, he sort of lucked out into this fight because had it not been for Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, fighting in Ukraine or representing this country of Ukraine in this conflict they're having after the invasion by Russia, it would be Vasyl Lomachenko versus Kambosos out there in Australia June the 4th, of course, in a stadium. I think they expect to draw between 50 and 60,000 people. More power to him. Of course, Kambosos got under Devin Haney's skin at the press conference when he called him, called him a kid. And because he does sound like a kid, doesn't it? And then he came back and he sort of sounded like a kid. I mean, he just sounded like a little boy. So the bottom line is Devin Haney and George Kambosos, as far as a battle of wills are concerned, are, you know, how can I put this? As far as intellectual capabilities are concerned, it appears that George Kambosos is in a different league. He's able to get under Devin Haney's skin. Of course, they're both undefeated June the 4th, going for the Aussie belt at 135 pounds. Now, the other 135 pounder, of course, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Ryan Garcia did record numbers, big numbers, of course, on the Zone a couple of weeks ago when he took on Emmanuel Tagoe. Of course, Emmanuel Tagoe didn't want to fight. I mean, he should be arrested. Did they kill him? Anthony, did they shoot him when he stepped off the plane in Ghana when he came back? Do you know if they shot that guy? They didn't shoot him, but they should have. That's how bad he disgraced the country. I kid you not. If the guy lived in my hometown, I went by his house and thrown eggs at his house at night or something. I mean, he was terrible. It was just terrible. And you're representing your entire country. It just, you know, I mean, Ike Corte came from there. I mean, come on. Azuma Nelson came from there. I mean, these guys were great, great warriors. And this guy, not really. I mean, Joshua Clate, I think, came from there, too. And Socrates Palmer, of course, boxing's PhD, who appears exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, he said that fighters from Ghana look at boxing as a job. It's only a job, something to get off the island or something to make a lot of money and stay on the island with. So they're not too serious as far as their boxing endeavors are concerned. Now, last night, there was a crossroads clash, of course, New York City. MSG, Madison Square Garden, sold out. I want to say that again, sold out. The chicks sold the place out. Give the girls some props. They sold the place out. Anyway, there was an undercard battle between Liam Smith, of course, and Jesse Vargas. Jesse Vargas, the guy that held the belt, I believe, at 140 pounds at one point in time. But, you know, you got to give Liam Smith some credit because last night he looked better than an Englishman. Ooh, why do I say that? Because some English guys are like, they're not bums, but they just don't have that skill set. They're like more tough than they are skilled. Okay, a lot of the times. And this is the case, of course, last night. Liam Smith has done things in the past in a 31-3 and 118 KOs. He basically broke down and stopped Jesse Vargas in 10 rounds. It was a one-sided fight, I thought. And, I mean, Vargas had his moments, but they weren't enough. And he absorbed a lot of punches down the stretch. So Jesse Vargas ought to think about, you know, I mean, it was a junior middleweight fight. Jesse Vargas is probably a junior welterweight, maybe a welterweight. So he should think about hanging him up. Because when you have to step up and wait and fight guys, that's how you get hurt. That's how you get hurt, stepping up and wait. Last night, Amanda Serrano, of course, step up and wait and fought Katie Taylor, and you saw it down the stretch. She got tired. Amanda got tired, and it wasn't that she wasn't in the greatest shape of her life. She was, okay? But you get tired fighting bigger people. Size matters in two things. Pornography and combat sports. And it really showed last night. That really showed last night between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Because there was only, I think, 3 or 4 rounds in which Katie Taylor actually shined and she really looked good in. I mean, you know, but he didn't give her the fight. A couple of judges gave her the fight, 6-4 and 7-3. I just didn't see it that way. I had it 6-4 the other way, and it could have been 7-3 the other way. So at the end of the night, I thought it was a controversy only. But then, this is boxing. So controversy is nothing new to boxing. Speaking of controversy, the world heavyweight champion, of course, a week removed, Tyson Fury, was he 32-0-1 now? It's like 25, 26 wax, of course. Stopping Dillian White in the 5th round, set him up nicely, beat him up for 5 rounds, ended it with an uppercut, a vicious uppercut. Of course, the world heavyweight champion now saying, the Gypsy King, that he's done. He told a couple of talk shows in the last couple of days in the UK and around the world that he's never going to fight again, no matter how much money he's offered. You know, I've always, that's what puts the asterisk on that for me, the caveat per se, is that, because if they show you enough money, believe me, you know, there's certain things you'll do for money. And I think Tyson Fury will fight again if they offer him enough money. I mean, I think this is just a negotiating ploy by Tyson Fury. I kid you not. And of course, what does he want to do with the heavyweight title? Who knows? I mean, I think Oleg Usyk is going to beat Anthony Joshua when they do hook it up in a rematch. I think it's signed. So when they're going to do their thing, Usyk is going to beat him even more convincing the second time around. Retire the 2012 Olympic gold medals, of course. Prove to the world that the guy that I thought was the real deal was a bit of a fraud, a bit of a fake. He just is. I mean, he couldn't fight. I mean, he can beat people up, but he can't fight. And somebody said to me, what do you mean by that? You got to be able to, like, give and take and deal with things. And Anthony Joshua can't deal with adversity. He just can't. He doesn't have it. There's no plan B. He's not a boxer per se. He wasn't born to fight. He was like a basketball player, a football player, a soccer player, a rugby player, something like that, some crossover athlete. So, yeah, he crossed over and he won the 2012 Olympic gold medals. And somebody said to me, well, he won the Olympic gold medal. Yeah, and I gave him lots of props to win the Olympic gold medal when he won it. But since then, you know, come on. He really hasn't done all that well. I mean, the guys that he's beaten have been old, slow. He's supposed to beat these guys, and he lost to a fat man. When you lose to Andy Ruiz or Auntie Luis, whatever you want to call him, whether he's reborn or not under Team Reynoso, that's a story we'll figure out in the upcoming fights. But the bottom line is, when you get beat up by Andy Ruiz, man, I would hide. I just would hide. If somebody that fat beat me up, I would retire. I would never. I'd be like Floyd Patterson after he got lost to Sonny Liston. He was wearing a disguise. He was wearing these sunglasses and a beard and this kind of stuff. Yeah, I would get in sunglasses and a beard if that happened to me. Straight up, that's just me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. We come to you 24-7, of course, at iHeartRadio. You can check out our broadcast there, twitch.tv as well. Of course, the Sports Byline USA channel. My name is Pedro Fernandez. If you don't know, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide by now. What can I say?
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Wow, a little soul vaccination. That brings you back in time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, of course, live on Twitch.tv. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios, we take you to San Mateo, California, bringing the man that runs BStreetBoxing.com. Talk with the great trainer, Primetime Eddie Croft. Primetime, how's things today, man?
Things are pretty good. Weather's nice. How you doing, Pedro?
Doing just fine. Of course, coming off a pretty solid weekend of boxing. The ladies, of course, too, in battle last night in front of a sold-out crowd at Madison Square Garden. Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, of course, who went to a split decision after 10 rounds. How did you have that scored, Primetime?
Okay, well, I told them, man, it was actually very exciting, very good fight. I thought Taylor won rounds 1, 2, 8, 9, and 10. And I thought Serrano won the other rounds.
Wow, so you had it even.
Yep.
Wow, so you know, I had a 6-4 for Serrano. Other people had a 5-5. It was a close fight for that. Judge, though, Clint Feldman, I think he laid an egg coming in saying 7-3. Yikes.
Yeah, So, like, the argument is, even though, like, the rounds were 5-5 in rounds, but, you know, Serrano obviously had the heavier impact with her punches. So, I mean, that's why, you know, you look at it and you feel like Serrano won the fight, right? But if you count it round by round and like you score the round similar to what I did, then you get a draw.
Okay, good enough. The other fight, of course, Shakur Stevenson showing total dominance with Oscar Valdez. It was a 9-1. He was a 9-1 favorite going in. I don't think I've ever seen a 9-1 favorite before. I just can't remember. One time I argued with Larry Merchant back and forth. We were talking about Alexis Arguello being like a 4 or 5-1 favorite over some guy named the Pink Cadillac or something, the Pink Elephant or something like that from Arizona. I can't remember his name right now. But the bottom line is, Larry said it doesn't matter what the odds are. The guy that's going to win is going to win. And it didn't matter if it was 9-1, 100-1. Last night, Shakur Stevens was in a different league.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been saying that for a couple of years now. I said at the end of the day, Shakur beats all of them. He beats Tank. He beats Lomachenko. He beats Teofimo. He beats all of them.
Whoa.
Devin Haney beats him too. I saw him. First time I ever saw him up, you know, I saw him up close over in Hayward training at Virgil's gym. It was before the Olympics. And I was like, man, this kid is awesome. He's going to be great. And I was not wrong. And I knew he was going to smoke Valdez. And I actually thought that he would stop him late in the fight, kind of make Valdez say, you know, I got a little injury, my shoulder's bothering me, or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. But Valdez, and I got to give Reynoso some credit. He actually got him through that fight. So,
but here's what's up: preparation and strategy is it wasn't there last time because he tried to fight the taller guy square. And I didn't get that with his hands square and his shoulders square. Now, if he'd have went to school, he'd have went back and said, how do shorter guys beat taller guys that are faster than him? And he might have taken a look at June 20th, 1980 and saw how Roberto Duran sort of struggled with Ray Leonard in his speed in the first round, but he sort of caught up to him in the second round. And that was maybe the approach he should have used. He should have jabbed back and forth with him, and he didn't jab back and forth with him. In other words, I thought he sort of just succumbed from the get-go. In other words, he may have outpunched him in the round, third round, I think 15-8 or something like that, but I don't think Oscar was ever in to win it.
Well, you know what? He couldn't. And, like, here's the thing. You were saying, well, you know, he squared up in front of him. I mean, have you not seen him fight? You know, I mean, that's how he fights. Like, against, you know, Burkell was a zombie out there, and, you know, he could barely move. You see, the guy had no legs, nothing. Of course, he's going to look like Sugar Ray Robinson in front of him, but, and he was an underdog, so that's why, you know, people are looking at it like it was such a spectacular performance. And don't get me wrong, it was good, but, it didn't change my feelings or my perception of what Valdez was as a fighter and what his style was, right? And he's a guy that he's going to stand in front of you, and he squares up because he wants to try to get maximum leverage on his hook, right? So, like, he sometimes, you know, will, you know, wing the right hand and throw a little overhand right. He did start, like, trying to use his right hand more as a jab and double and triple it up to get close so he could land the left hook to the body or try to, you know, loop it over the top. But, you know, that's their game plan because that's the tools he has.
Okay, are you going back to saying bottom line is there's no way in the world that Oscar Valdez belonged in the ring with him, even though they're both champions at 130. In other words, Shakur Stevenson, whether he was a 10-1 favorite or 100-1 favorite, he was going to win this fight going away.
Well, I'm not going to say he didn't belong in the ring because he did, and he's a champion, so he belonged in the ring, but. There was no way he was going to win. It didn't matter. it didn't matter what he was going to do.
Okay. Speaking of Tank, of course, talking about Gervonta Davis, the undefeated lad. Of course, he's had his issues outside of the ring. He's going to take on Raleigh Romero, who's had his issues outside of the ring as well. These guys, I guess when it comes close to fight time, these guys will be talking more smack than you can imagine. Might be entertaining the pre-fight antics more than the fight itself.
I agree. I don't think Romero has a chance. So,
slim and none, and slip left out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Speaking of heavyweight champions, I'll bring that up. Of course, you're the heavyweight champion of trainers down there at B Street Boxing in San Mateo, California. What's happening with your guy? He was in Russia. He was in Thailand. Where's he at these days?
Now he's in Germany. He just got to Germany a couple days ago. Okay. I am leaving on the 6th. I'm going to Germany, and we're fighting, I think it's June 28th.
Okay, and it's still the same guy?
Yeah, William Skull, Cuban. Yeah.
Okay, William Skull. Now, tell us your guy's name and his record, just for the record. When's
he's Evgeny Shevchenko, and he's 15-0.
Okay, and should he win this fight with Skull, that puts him in a position to maybe hang up with Canelo Alvarez in the future?
So, this is the IBF Eliminator. So, Evgeny has been the number three, the highest rated IBF contender for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, this is an Eliminator fight. So, whoever wins this fight is the mandatory for Canelo, or, you know, whoever is the 168-pound champion, right? So, you know, most likely Canelo would not fight Evgeny unless it was, you know, like because he says he wants to fight in his hometown. I'm sure like no other big name would want to go out there. We definitely, you know, we would go. We don't have much of a choice. If we want to fight Canelo, then that's probably where we would have to go.
Okay.
Other than that, he'd vacate because, you know, Evgeny's not a big enough name yet.
Oh, okay. Or step aside, money would be nice. Ryan Garcia took on Emmanuel. I know guys that made a lot of money in step aside money, and I won't mention it, but they made more money in step aside money than they made in fight purses.
Yeah, exactly. There's been quite a few people like that.
Okay. A man who to go came to us from the nation of Ghana. Of course, we brought us Ike Corte and the great, I can't think of his name right now. But the bottom line is...
Mizuma Nelson.
But, you know, his effort or lack their effort the other day, I thought they should have shot him when he got off the plane, when he came back to the country. I mean, he should have been arrested for impersonating a professional fighter that night against Ryan Garcia.
Well... Yeah, I mean, you know, the guy is what they used to say back in the day, a little long in the tooth. You know,
old.
Yeah, a little old, right? So, like, you know, he kind of moved like an old man, but I mean, like, Garcia, I looked horrible.
Okay. Back to women's boxing here. If you see, Savannah Marshall is the 160-pound chick. She's going to take on. Carissa Shields in the near future. Did you see what Savannah did to that girl a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, she starts her.
Yikes!
Yeah, Savannah Marshall is no joke, man.
I mean,
I can't wait to see that.
Neither can I. Neither can I, because it's either going to be the come up of the silencing of Carissa Shields, or the ascension of Carissa Shields, because thus far she's alienated more people, I think, she's endeared. I mean, she just has. I mean, you know, she's undefeated.
I agree, and I feel bad. Like, the thing is, you know, she could be a little abrasive, it seems, with her, you know, with her attitude. But, like, you know, I mean, I get it a little bit, but I just think that there's a better way to go.
Eddie, she has no lack of stones or intestinal fortitude. She fought some chicks in MMA, and in fact, I think she's 1-1 or something like that. But in that first MMA fight, she got into difficulty in the first round. So she's about to get choked out, and she fought her way out of that. She's a tough little chick.
Yeah, no, I have nothing but respect for her. You know, it's like her PR team is not. You know, not doing a good job.
You mean sort of like Shakur Stevens' PR team last night with that brawl at the post-fight press conference? Evidently, his fight, his family got into a clash with security there at the MGM.
Yes, you know, and I didn't, like, I saw some video. I couldn't, you know, I was looking for, you know, what was behind all of it. I heard, I could hear Shakur in the video saying, "Hey, no one hits my mom, or no one touches my mother."
Yeah.
So. You know, I don't know if, like, one of the security guys, like, you know, pushed his mom out of the way or something like that. So, I don't know.
Wow. Straight up, of course, we're talking with Eddie Croft. BStreetBoxing.com is his website. Of course, he's got it going on for squares and professional boxers and amateur boxers. When I say squares, I mean, like, people that aren't going to box, but they go to a boxing gym for fitness, because it is the ultimate in fitness. And you start these classes when, like, 5 a.m.?
So Monday through Friday, we have one at 5:30 a.m.
Ooh.
Not squares. Like, you know, look, like a normal, everyday working people, right?
Okay.
No matter you got a tech job, your lawyer, construction, you're in the trades, whatever. We've got people from everywhere that come in, work out, get ready to go to work. Other people come in after work and work out. It's a great time and a good community.
What's the gender breakdown in your gym? Percentage-wise? Female, male?
You know what? It's probably 70-30.
Okay.
In my gym.
All right.
70, yeah, I would say it's about 70% males in my gym.
Okay. Christy Martin, and she sort of lit women's boxing on fire about 10, 15, 20 years ago, of course, with Don King pushing her under Mike Tyson and Julio Cesar Chavez undercards. These girls last night... Do you think they made a statement as far as women's boxing was concerned? In other words, the only people that have the zone watch this, had it been on some type of network television, I mean, it could have been exposed to the masses, per se. And maybe the masses would have got into boxing a little bit more. So what I'm trying to say is maybe these promoters should give up on a few bucks and put fights delayed on the networks or something like that. You see what I'm trying to say? Get to the masses. They're not getting to the masses on the zone.
Yeah. The fun thing is that, you know, you just sparked something in me right now when you said show the fights on delayed, right? Even if they're, you know, I think now the way the consumer looks at it is that they're okay with it, looking at it like a day later or a couple days later. You know, you find it on the internet or something. Mm-hmm. But to watch it like, you know how we, like when we were growing up, we'd watch fights on ABC that, you know, that were tape delayed, that because they had happened like a couple hours earlier.
They happened on the East Coast Live, right.
Right. So then, you know, so then we're, and, but we didn't really have a way to find out who won, you know, unless we called somebody over there. Now, you can basically just like see the results on your phone. So, I feel like, you know, it's just a different thing. But I agree that, you know what? And, you know, going back to, you know, talking about, what was it? What they call it? Coal miner dog? Chris Martin. Right. So, like, last night was definitely a statement in the skill level of women's boxing. It has definitely, you know, jumped leaps and bounds since then. Especially, I just got back from the Western qualifiers in Cleveland for USA Boxing. And, you know, you see little girls out there starting at 8 years old. And, you know, there's, like, this one girl, I think her name is Sierra Martinez, you know, multi-time, I think, like, 6-7-time national champion, you know, number one in the country. And, like, these girls are, like, you know, legitimately skillful now. So it's great to see. They're never going to make the money that men make in that sport. But I was very proud of both women last night. It was great. It was a good fight.
Yeah, sir. Hey, man, we'll talk real soon. Have a good weekend.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
I miss him, don't you? The Harlem Heckler. Of course, his characters are what make boxing. I really do. I think personalities make boxing. Of course, Mike Tyson getting the news the past couple of weeks after slapping that dude around at the SFO airport. Of course, the guy had it coming. You don't mess with Mike Tyson. It's like headbutting a beehive or something. Anyway, I think that's the one time Joe Rogan was right. Straight up, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the biased and racist news. So, go somewhere for 5 minutes and go back and listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Watching the man with the fast feet.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation to visit Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. The tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in south-central Kansas generated winds of up to 165 miles per hour and carved a path of destruction nearly 13 miles long. The National Weather Service said Friday's tornado caused extensive damage, mostly in the Wichita suburb of Andover. Several people were injured, and officials say at least 300 to 400 buildings were destroyed by the storm. The twister was on the ground for 21 minutes, according to the Weather Service. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The father of a murdered child pageant star whose killing remains unsolved is seeking the help of Colorado's governor.
JonBenet Ramsey's father is calling for a new probe into the unsolved death of his daughter. John Ramsey said Saturday that he's calling on Colorado's governor to allow an independent agency to help solve the notorious 1996 murder of his then 6-year-old daughter. While in Las Vegas at CrimeCon 2022, Ramsey said he hopes to get items from the crime scene tested for DNA. He said he doesn't want the Boulder Police Department involved in the testing. JonBenet was 6 years old when she was found strangled in her family's basement in 1996.
That's USA Radio's Mariah Bowen reporting. A white teacher in Rochester, New York is on leave as school officials investigate his lessons on slavery. The teacher is accused of telling his mostly black 7th grade social studies class to pick seeds out of cotton and put on handcuffs during lessons. The allegations came to light after an appalled parent wrote on Facebook about her daughter's class. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A woman in Arizona was sentenced to 2 years felony probation, fines, and community service for voting with her dead mom's ballot in the 2020 general election. 64-year-old Tracy K. McKee is one of just a handful of voter fraud cases in the state that have led to charges, despite widespread belief among many supporters of former President Trump that there was widespread voter fraud that led to his loss in Arizona and other battleground states. McKee has moved to California since that election. She and her mom were both registered Republicans, though she was not asked who she voted for. At least 15 people were injured in an accident involving a party bike in Atlanta. Officers responded to a call about a crash near an intersection in Midtown on Saturday evening. All 15 people injured in the bike accident were transported to nearby medical facilities. None of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. Authorities add that the unidentified driver of the bike was arrested and charged with DUI and a business permit violation. Tens of thousands of people marched in cities around Europe for May Day protests to honor workers and shame governments into doing more for their citizens. Protesters in France shouted slogans against President Emmanuel Macron. Tensions erupted in Paris as some demonstrators smashed windows at some banks, a fast food restaurant, and a real estate agency. 45 people have been detained. 8 police officers were injured. May Day is often a time of high emotions for workers in Europe. Protests over the last couple of years have been limited due to the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on WBC TV, Twitch.tv, of course, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Can I keep going? iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, 1,000 different internet platforms. Straight up, it's still Ring Talk Live Worldwide, because often imitated but never duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my boxing, so I'm an educated schooled boxing writer. Straight up, I'm supposed to know a little bit about boxing, but the average fan, you, the guy that buys the pay-per-view, that buys the tickets, that watches the fights, that reads the websites, you have your pot, your position. Of course, it's a little bit different perspective. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour just for you guys, and I'll go to some texts a little bit later in the show. The text line, 415-275-1610. Our studio text line, once again, 415-275-1610. Of course, last night, Shakur Stevenson shut out Oscar Valdez for the World 130-pound Championship. He is the king at 130. Of course, Eddie Croft, primetime Eddie Croft, said that he thinks that Shakur Stevenson beats Gervonta Davis, all those guys at 135. Ryan Garcia, you name it, line them up at 135, and Shakur Stevenson beats them at 130 and 135 pounds, according to primetime Eddie Croft. We'll see. Straight up, he was the unanimous winner last night, of course, over 12 rounds. It was a bit of a shutout, but he was a 9-1 favorite. When you're a 9-1 favorite, I guess you're supposed to shine like that. He did shine. I'm talking about Shakur Stevenson. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the ladies went to battle last night. We talk about that in depth in hour number 1. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stick around for the ride. Larry Merchant,
the HBO Godfather, retired, and of course, we'll spend some time with Clara Burke, the Rosa Parks of boxing, in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out teamavenuebaseball.com.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Because he's a bum?
You are, my bar producer just shot a shot over the bow there on me. That was pretty good. You are tuned to Ring Talk. He's smiling as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, talk about the great Anthony in the other room. Straight up, Saul Alvarez, of course, 57-1-2. Well, something like 43-44 knockouts. Of course, the pound-for-pound king in boxing, a current 168-pound champion, stepping up in weight next week to take on Dmitry Bivol. Of course, Bivol, a light heavyweight of note. He's 19 and zip with 11 KOs. He holds the WBA or one of those belts. Bottom line is WBA super light heavyweight title is on the line when Canelo Alves clashes with this guy next Saturday night. Of course, that'll be in Las Vegas. Canelo was at the card last night to watch his stablemate, Oscar Valdez, lose every round, lose every minute of every round probably to Shakur Stevenson. Wasn't a good night for Team Canelo, but you know, like Eddie Cross said earlier in hour number one, that there was no way that that Oscar Valdez could have done any better. And I thought if he went to school, he could have done a little better. In other words, you have to think about things. This is a boxing, it's a thinking man's sport. In other words, you like bat down the other guy's jab and try to go over right in. No, there was no strategy involved there. He just kept his fist like this in front of his face the whole time. And when you fight square against a guy that's got a decided height, reach, and speed advantage over you, guess what? it ain't going to go well. And it didn't go well for Oscar Valdez straight up. But Dimitri Bivol and Saul Alvarez, of course, Canelo Alvarez, the king of boxing. Canelo's like a 3-4-1 favorite here. And I looked at Bivol's record. I said, I sort of understand why. Because, you know, he fought guys like Umar Salamov. You heard him, right? Craig Richards. You heard of him, right? Lenny Castillo. You heard of him, right? Joe Smith Jr. We have heard of Joe Smith Jr., but Joe Smith Jr. is sort of like the average Joe. Okay, Gene Pascal, he beat Jim Pascal back in the day with a unanimous 12. That was unanimous in 12 rounds. That was back in 2018. But outside of that, you know, he really hasn't done a whole lot. So it looks to me like unless size doesn't matter, unless size really matters here, Dimitri Bivol is going to get licked like a stamp. This is the way it is. I think he'll get beat to the body. I think he'll take shots to the arms. When Canelo starts racking on your arms, people say, yeah, what's he doing? What's he doing? This is a strategy that he used to perfection against Caleb Plant, I believe. And he separated the muscle from the bone, the tricep muscle from the bone, from body shots. I mean, yikes, from hitting the arm. In other words, that's how hard Canelo's hitting these guys. And he's hitting these guys at 168. Now, he steps up to 175. He fights a bigger man. You know, often I talk about size being so significant in the sport of boxing. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But here, I just don't think so. I think talent is going to prevail. I really think that talent will prevail. And I think that Canelo Alvarez is looking at a win probably inside of 12 rounds, probably the 10th, 11th round. He get it down the stretch. Because what he does is he lets these guys do their thing a little bit early on, and he cracks them on occasion. And then, you know, he sort of takes over, slightly takes over. Once Canelo takes over the flow, it's the end of the night for you because he gets the body shots rolling, gets the head shots rolling, gets it going. Once he imposes his will, he never lets up. There isn't anybody he's really been when you talk about his fight with Floyd Mayweather, it was like, 15 years ago, something like that. But the bottom line is, when he fought Floyd, he was green as guacamole. He just was. I mean, he didn't have a clue, but he was a pay-per-view star at that point in time. And Mr. Mayweather, being the Mexican assassin, that's what he called him at one point in time, he said that he entered in the ring with Sobrero and things like that. He figured he would fight Canelo then instead of later because he could make the money then and probably beat him at that point in time, but he couldn't beat him later down the stretch because Canelo would mature and become a better fighter. I mean, you wouldn't put Floyd Mayweather in the ring with Canelo Alvarez today. I mean, Floyd would get lit up. Speaking of Floyd, supposed to come back in a couple of months, going to fight in Dubai. And if you get a chance to go to Dubai, don't go. I've been there. I spent 10 days there. It was horrible. Of course, I was sick most of the time. But still, the bottom line is, it was horrible. I mean, the chicks over there, it's either chicks wearing burkas or hookers. That's it. You got no choice. When it comes to women, you go out to the discos, all hookers. All hookers. You say to yourself, how can this many women from Colombia and Russia, how can they all migrate to Dubai? Where do they get this kind of money to be dressing like this, right? Hooking. Straight up, that's what's happening in Dubai. Dubai is big on hooking. That was about it. That's the only thing I saw in Dubai that, and I'm not into hookers, but that's the only thing I saw in Dubai that, you know, really was, that seems to be their lifestyle. They go to discos down there, and rich people get together. Of course, we did some things with discos in South America with Alexis Arguello and things like that, strip clubs. But they seem to migrate to to Dubai, and, you know, it was 117 degrees and things like that. And they're telling me it's like wintertime. It was 170 degrees. It was wintertime. You can't enjoy life over there. You just can't enjoy life over there. So somebody asked me, do I want to go back? Never. Or in Spanish, nunca. Never want to go back to Dubai. No way, no how. It was an experience in hell. Hey, and then I went to the airport to fly home. And I went to the airport and found out that Harold Smith, the promoter extraordinaire, had cashed in my ticket. Because he didn't want me to leave until I cut this video for these Dubai folks. And I wasn't going to cut them for it. I was sick. I was sick and they weren't giving me the money I thought I was going to get. So I'm getting on the plane and I'm leaving, right? And I checked the airline ticket before I left San Francisco. I said, is this a round trip ticket? The lady says, oh, it's all paid for. This. I said, cool, because I'm not going into another country without a round trip ticket. So I went to Dubai and left Harold. Harold got pissed off at me. Evidently, he canceled the ticket when I was on the way to the airport because he figured, you know, I'll come crawling back. No way, no how. Just break out the plastic, baby. Spend the $1,700, $1,800, get on the plane, go to Frisco. Of course, that was a flight from hell because I took sleeping pills. I can't remember what they call these, but Sonatra, some crazy sleeping pills. Supposedly like the super sleeping pill, right? So I took two of them and I fell asleep and I woke up 3.5 hours later and we were on the ground. I said to myself, man, we're in San Francisco already? No, we never left Saudi Arabia. I mean, we never left Dubai. We never left Dubai. The plane never took off. There were some mechanical issues, and the plane was on the ground. So the 4 or 5 hours that I spent to sleep was all on the ground in Dubai. Dubai was a hell experience for me. I never want to go back, and if you get a chance, please don't go there. Anyway, back to Dimitri Dubivol and Canelo Alvarez. Of course, it'll be on pay-per-view, of course, coming to you from Las Vegas next week. It'll be a mega event. Of course, anytime Canelo fights in or around the Cinco de Mayo holiday, it's a significant event for the Mexican and the Mexican-American fight fans, but Mexican-American fight fans. But this is the king of boxing. This is the guy that even black people, although they grit their teeth, this and that, you know, black boxing, oh, Canelo, they have to admit, you know, he right now he is head and shoulders over everybody else as far as pound for pound is concerned. And they keep wanting to bring up the Mayweather thing. That was a long, 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 long time ago, okay? And Canelo Alvarez is not going to get beat by a guy that made you at 130 pounds. Speaking of 130 pounds, that was Mayweather's peak, 130. It was 135. He lost to Jose Luis Castillo the first time around. Of course, he avenged that in the rematch. He didn't lose him officially, but he lost in the minds of most fight fans there. But he came back. He beat him at 135. And from that point forward, of course, it was like the roof as far as Floyd Mayweather was concerned. Of course, I had fights at 140 with Rick Hatton, made some big money there. Went to 147, made some big money with Manny Pacquiao. Of course, the fight of the century, all that kind of good stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, he's 48 or 49-0, having beaten, you know, a whole lot of stiffs along the way. I think that he is a classic example of being selective in picking opponents. I mean, selective opponents is how Floyd got there. Now, a lot of guys say to me, well, that's how boxing is. It's all about picking the right guys. Yeah, Floyd picked the right guys, but he avoided the right guys at the right time. In other words, like Antonio Margarito, when he was carrying around those lead gloves, okay? Floyd made sure he didn't want to have no part of that. Why? Because he knew better. I mean, the guy could impose as well. I think a guy that big, Margarito that big, especially with the loaded gloves, could impose as well on a guy that small in Floyd Mayweather. So at the end of the day, somebody said to me the other day, you know, the Fab Four. And they're talking about John, Paul, Ringo, and George, the Beatles. They're talking about the Fab Four of boxing. I'm talking about the 1980s, Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, of course, Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. That Fab Four. Now, Mayweather wouldn't crack that Fab Four. Mayweather wouldn't be fighting in those weight classes of those days. In fact, and I think that if he and Roberto Duran were ever to get in the ring, good Lord, man, you better have a whole lot of medical insurance on Floyd Mayweather, because Roberto's going to go to that body right underneath those arms, beat on those arms. Floyd wouldn't last 4, 5, 6 rounds with Roberto Duran, not at 135 pounds, not at 147, not at 140, not in any way. So what I'm trying to tell you is, although Floyd is the king of boxing, per se, or has been the king of boxing since, of course, he came in the won that bronze medal in the 1996 Olympics, said he got the shaft, probably did, but I've seen him cry before. Of course, remember when he lost to Augie Sanchez over here at the Olympic trials in the Ogden Coliseum at the Kaiser Arena? He was crying. He was sobbing. Floyd Mayweather was really, 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 really crying. Of course, he got back into the Olympics by way of the box-off process, but when Augie Sanchez beat him that day, he was crying like a little girl. Straight up, Floyd Mayweather, not my favorite guy. Can you tell? Can you tell? I'm not a Floyd fan. Never have been. I mean, he and I have had our differences. He's complimented me at one point in time, said I was the best boxing writer in the world. Then 10 minutes later, said I didn't know boxing. And then I said, had to remind him. I go, but 10 minutes ago, I was the greatest boxing writer in the world. What happened in 10 minutes? In 10 minutes, I insulted Floyd Mayweather. I insulted the great Floyd Mayweather. Excuse me for insulting you. Of course, he is an insult to boxing of late. Guyton's like, come on, man. Fighting that in the, the MMA guy. Come on, Conor McGregor. Well, you made some money there. Both of you guys made some money. Of course, Conor will probably never fight again after breaking his ankle in that last fight. But even before then, once you get a guy and give him all that money, with the exception of Mayweather, Mayweather's a different guy when it comes to money. He was willing to dedicate himself. Guys like Conor McGregor and this and that, they just can't do it. Roberto Duran couldn't do it. Ray Leonard could do it. Roberto Duran couldn't do it. Money changes everything. No way, no how. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing, MMA. Next up, we spent some time with the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
A great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
The month of April, 2022, pretty good for the sport of boxing. Savannah Marshall, of course, April 2nd, she took care of Frankie Hermans. I think she will set up a fight with Clarissa Shields, and I hope she will take care of Clarissa Shields when they hook it up later in the year. Of course, Gennady Golovkin and Ryota Murata, April the 9th on the Zone, the same day. On the Zone, Ryan Garcia and Emmanuel Togo. The 16th, Earl Spence, one of the Yordi Ugas. The 23rd was Tyson Fury and Dillian White. And of course, last night, Shakur Stevenson and Oscar Valdez and Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that the sport of boxing is alive and well. So we take it to Santa Monica, California. And for the pulse of the boxing world, bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm pretty good. Just sitting here and looking out at the Pacific Ocean and watching boats chase each other and the like. I'll be going out soon to take my daily walk or hike.
All right. Tough life there, Larry. I'm really feeling bad for you. Shakur Stevenson, undefeated, of course, last night, a 12-round shutout win, almost shutout, in the minds of Moni, over Oscar Valdez last night. Is he really as good as he looked?
Well, I've seen him before, and I saw a piece of the fight last night. He's an excellent fighter. I wish there were better competition. He was either fined or create or something, because the junior lightweight division has had some pretty impressive fighters in the past.
Yep, no doubt about that. But Shakur Stevens, of course, he's probably going to move up to 135 and 140 pounds. The women sold out Madison Square Garden last night. I know you didn't get a chance to see this, but there was a female main event between Amanda Serrano, who came in at 42-1-1 and lost a split decision to Katie Taylor, who came in at 20 and zip. but the women put on a pretty formidable show, and they sold out the Garden. I think that says a lot for women's boxing, because you know I'm not a big fan of women's boxing, but selling out the Garden, sort of, that's a statement.
Well, it is, and I was happy to see it. I don't know how much they charge for the tickets. If they charge $5 or $10, that would might explain it. But both women reportedly are getting at least $1 million for that fight, which is a big milestone for women's professional boxing. And they put on some good shows. I've seen a number of them.
Yeah.
The one missing factor is power.
And Godfather. I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's why I brought up the young lady at the beginning of this March of April 2nd, Savannah Marshall. She knocks people dead. I mean, when she fights people, it's scary. She's going to fight Clarissa Shields later in the year, but when she fights people, I would never put a girl in the ring with her, no matter how good my girl was. I think she's that she's just head and shoulders, sort of like Ann Wolfe was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, look, eventually, if there's enough money in it, and as there seems to be at the elite level, it'll attract some potent young women who are willing to try to muscle themselves up.
Okay.
But I hadn't seen it. Okay. In the fights I saw, there were good exchanges and so forth, but you had the feeling that that none of the women I ever saw could I imagine turning a fight around with one punch.
Well, this lady is the scariest one, Savannah Marshall. She puts fear in all of us, and I'm including males. She is a monster, without a doubt. Oh, Tyson Fury, of course, says he won't ever fight again, no matter how much the money. He said that on a couple talk shows this week. I've heard heavyweight champions say that before, haven't you?
Well, maybe I haven't heard him put it quite his way, because he is a unique character.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fighters have said that, and they meant it when they sent it, when they said it. Training for a fight is hard, and fighting a good opponent is harder.
Mm-hmm.
He's made an extraordinary amount of money, but I imagine even by his own admission, he would like to fight one of those exhibition fights against an MMA star,
yeah.
which would fill his larder with even more money. And then if somebody materializes and there's enough money in it, if a king in the Middle East is willing to pay him $50 million, I think he might get up and train for a few days.
Good point. Well, I don't know if you saw this or not, but evidently Tyson Fury's guy, Daniel Kinahan, has got a warrant out for his arrest right now. It's a $5 million. It's a $5 million warrant. Of course, he was a boxing promoter. And according to Bob Arum, he had been sending Daniel Kinahan, who was the equivalent of 2022 to Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo and those guys. He was paying them $1 million a fight. I mean, Bob Arum was sending a gangster $1 million a fight for Tyson Fury.
Because they have an interest in Fury, or because... Because threatening Fury or what?
No, because they have an interest. They had an interest in Fury. In fact, I'll never forget what Fury said when they put together that Anthony Joshua fight. It was supposed to be in all that money down there in Saudi Arabia. He said, "I want to thank Daniel." Well, Daniel is the head of this alleged crime group that has all these ties to boxing. I mean, Mauricio Sulaiman was pictured with him a couple of weeks ago. He's tried to wiggle out of that. A lot of guys have taken pictures with him now. You know, you take pictures with people, and sometimes you don't know who they are. But Daniel Kinahan, him and his son and his father are being sought by the United States Department of Justice right now on a $5 million award.
You know, boxing doesn't always attract the sweetest people. And and periodically, some group, I'll call them, materializes with an influencing stake in the game.
You know, in the 90s, I remember I was in Atlantic City working with Frank Gelb, who was the promoter of note in Atlantic City. Anytime you wanted to fight in Atlantic City, you had to go through Frank Gelb. Anyway, I ran into Blinky Palermo. And, you know, and I said to myself, I'm going to jump on this opportunity right now. I'm going to see what he's all about. Anyway, so I went to approach him, and one of the Gelb kids stepped in between us and said, "Don't you dare." And I said, "Huh?" He goes, "That's Uncle Blinky. Get it?" And I went, "Okay."
Well, I regret having worked in Philadelphia for 10 years, primarily as a sports editor and columnist, that I really never was able to track him down and interview him and several others. That
Frankie
had
Carbo?
Yep. I couldn't get to them.
You know,
and Philadelphia had been a proving ground and a place where outstanding fighters, outstanding managers like what was his name? Who managed? Who trained? Ollie?
Angelo Dundee.
The Dundees came from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Chris Dundee.
And there were some significant guys and some significant guys that you would rather have them be insignificant.
True. I remember the word was that Frankie Carbo's name on the phone was Mr. Brown. And Mr. Brown called your manager on the phone. You did what Mr. Brown did. Or you did what Mr. Brown said, or you face the consequences.
Well, you know, back in the day, a fighter or a manager or a promoter, I don't know, could make more money by betting or even have fighters take dumps than they could from the promotion. Today, fighters can make so much money at the elite top level that nothing could really influence them to dump a fight. Why would they?
Good point.
And that's what the fans should care about, that the fighters are honest.
Good point.
Godfather,
I got to cut you short. Running up on a hard break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Can you say hello to the Godmama for me, and we'll talk soon?
You got a date.
The great Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer, folks, a retired HBO Hall of Famer, of course. We love to have him on the show. I feel so blessed to spend some time with Larry. Thank you, Larry. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Nico Ali Walsh, the grandson, of course, the greatest Muhammad Ali. He was a winner last night on the MSG undercard. Of course, coming to us from the Big Apple, Madison Square Garden. Of course, the main event, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor going a memorable 10 rounds as far as female fighters are concerned. Without a doubt, they both gave it their all. But I thought that at the end of 10 rounds, Amanda Serrano deserved to win a decision, and it didn't go that way. It went the other way. Of course, one of those judges, Glenn Feldman, scored the fight 7-3. 7-3 for Katie Taylor. In other words, you're trying to tell me that Amanda Serrano only won 3 rounds out of 10? What fight were you watching? So evidently, he laid a big egg there. Anyway, speaking of Muhammad Ali, his greatest moment in some people's mind was coming back and beating George Foreman. Of course, it was supposed to schedule for September of 1974. And what happened was, George Foreman got cut in training. He got nicked under the eye in training. So George Foreman said, guess what? I can't fight in a couple of weeks, so I'm getting out of here. So he went to the airport, and President Mobutu of the country of Zaire, Africa, he said, guess what, man? You're not going anywhere. So Mobutu had machine guns all around George Foreman's plane. So George Foreman wasn't getting on any plane. He went back and had to train while his cut healed for Muhammad Ali. Of course, they would hook it up October 30th, 1974, the delayed fight, the rumble in jungle. What can I say? Here's Muhammad Ali post fight.
You had a question about fighting a karate man
and not being afraid of anybody in a ring.
Oh.
But what things in life have you ever been afraid of? I know you don't like flying.
Being of the Muslim Islamic faith, I'm afraid of one thing. We all, only a true Muslim, only fears Allah. Allah is the Arab name for God. We don't fear nothing but Allah. I don't like airplanes. I'm in them all the time, though. I can't say I can't stand flying, but I fly more than anybody, so I just gave up on worrying about it now. But it's a bad feeling when you get in a thunderstorm, or it's cloudy, and you hear lightning in the wings. It actually looks like they're going to break in the plane, like it can't take no more stress. You understand? You been in one of those flights?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, scary, right?
I saw you scared when those old ladies pushed you against the wall in the supermarket.
Yeah, that scared me. Yeah, they were really crushing me.
How did you get
thousands
out of that?
Of them.
John, come in.
Well, it's just that whenever anybody talks about you, they talk about your stinging and your floating and your psyching, but nobody's ever talked about the fact that you take a punch. You take a punch better than anybody since the war, apart from Marciano, I should think. But you do get hurt.
If I have to, I'll take one, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen you get hurt, and the way you get out of it is fool around or pretend it hurts a bit more than it did.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? So which is the worst round? Was it the 11th against Frazier?
Or
the
5th against Frazier? You're talking. You are a good observer. 11th round. Frazier, you're right. I've been hit, and I pretend. Jerry Quarry hit me. Bobby Foster hit me.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Right.
And they said, no, you're not tricking me. You're just trying to make me slip in. That's what they're thinking, playing possum.
Right.
But I was really hit. But if I had act normal, it would have looked too genuine. So I was hit so hard, my toes were shaking until I saw, oh, I'm in trouble. So I said, I want to put a little emphasis. You know, and they laid back to see if I'm really hurt that bad. You had a question up there, fellow in red.
Well, I know that Ed's got one that can move on from there. Ed Stewart over here, Mohammed.
Could you clear up, Mohammed, the time against Sonny Liston when you said that there was stinging in your eyes? What happened?
He looked like a Kennedy, don't he?
A kid?
Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy. Yeah. Well, I'm not, though.
Okay, well, stinging what?
You know, you...
Oh, Sonny Liston.
Sonny Liston, you said your eyes were stinging. What happened then?
I'm going to tell you something. You hear about the crooked element in boxing? I'm going to tell you another truth, honest to God truth. A fella came to my gymnasium about a week before I left Zaire. He said, do you want to win that fight in Zaire? I said, yeah, I'm going to win. Well, I got something there's no way for you to lose. I said, what? He said, little gangster cat had his hat turned up. He's well known in the New York area. His name's been in the news. I won't say nothing. He came up to me, honest to God, he said, he had a little stuff in a bottle. He said, you see this? Yes, head turned down, about 70 years old, a little gangster fellow, you know. All I can say is he was Italian. And he,
I'm married to one.
Well, she's not a gangster. This is a gangster. He said, you take this, if you should get in trouble, rub this on your gloves. You can't see it, you can't smell it. It's hot. And then when you jab him, as soon as you touch him and the first bit of perspiration and just the heat, it won't blind him or hurt him for good, but for a few minutes, this man will actually not be able to see. And you use this if you have to. I took it. I said, okay. I wasn't going to use it. I wasn't thinking about that. God would punish me if you think about something like that. I'm winning my fights. Honestly, I don't do that. Anyway, I still got the bottle. But the same fella was in Liston's corner the night that happened to me. And the same fellow is real tight with Jack Nylon, the Liston people. The same fellow. I can't say no names or nothing. You never guess who he is. But now, show you how he's about 70 years old, but he must have forgotten because he did that to me. And I could have popped him in the nose or had him arrested or anything. So that's what happened to me. Because you remember in the Liston fight, for one round, I couldn't hardly see. I was holding my hand out. Were you at that fight, Reggie?
Yeah.
And I really couldn't see. I just cleared up for some reason. And that must be what they used on me, because it didn't happen to the fifth round after I got Liston in trouble. They put that same thing on me.
Nobody's ever asked you to throw a fight, Mohammed. You're not saying it the other way. Nobody's asked you to lose at least.
No, like, nobody's trying to give me some gimmicks to win, but I wouldn't accept that.
Terry Mancini. Professional footballer in the back there, Mohammed.
Football?
Yeah, football.
He still plays?
Yes, he does.
Ball head man playing football?
Yeah, Henry Cooper.
Henry put you on the floor when he was a bald-headed man.
Sure did. Who said that? Who said that?
He did. I'm the guy. Same guy.
I'll see you after the show.
No, I agree. I agree. Everything that people write about you, although I don't agree with the press a lot of the times, you're the greatest, tremendous, great showman, marvellous. You said earlier that they can't fill Yankee Stadium or Houston Astrodome.
They can't what?
They can't fill it. They can fill it and they can fill it twice over. But your pre-fight build-ups, when you go to the weigh-in and they appear mock-up battles with the other opponent. Are they really? How much is that is towards the promotion of the fight?
Well, I'm not really wanting to fight there because I wouldn't be paid. But I really do be angry. I have to psych myself up. I put myself on spots. I say,
is this for press, Simon, for the build-up for the fight?
Well, not really, because the evening of the fight is when that happens, and it's really sold out by then. But it actually puts fear in your opponent, like George Foreman. Just before the fight, I'm looking at him, and the man's giving his instructions. I said, sucker, you are in trouble tonight. You are fighting the greatest fight of all times. You heard I was the greatest, like you just said you heard this, now you see it. I said, you said I was the greatest, but you're going to see. I'm fast, sucker. I'm going to burn you up. You were fighting your idol. When you were a little kid, you were hearing about me, you know. And he was. He wasn't even fighting. He didn't have his first fight in 1969. I'd been exiled 2 years after all I'd done. He just started fighting. So when I was fighting people like you in the 60s, he was just a little kid in junior high school. I said, you're meeting your master, your idol. He looked at me.
Then I went back, first round, I laid in the corners, right? I said, come on, show me something. I talked through the whole fight. I don't know if you all know it. I talked through the whole fight. I said, come on, sucker. I said, show me something. They told me you could hit hard. You're just a sissy. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Come on, you can do better than that, George. You want to corner me? Here I am. You waiting to corner me? And he just, and every once in a while, I just go, see, the quickest way to a point is a straight line. To hit me, he had to do that. And while he's doing that, I said, I'm tagging him with jabs, right? Pop, pop. You're a fighter, you know. When you ever meet a man coming at you like that, don't worry about it. Don't duck like it's so powerful. Just pop him. Pop. See? See, he's going. I done hit him before he got to you. He's sticking one in.
What else did you say to him, man? What else did you say
to him? Oh, I grabbed his head sometimes and I said, look at you. Look at you. Round 7. And you're tired. You have 8 more rounds to go. Come on, keep punching. I want you to get tired. I said, uh-oh. I said, this is the wrong place to get tired. This is the wrong place to get tired. And he's just throwing them. I said, and then he got a couple of bruises. If you notice, his face is kind of swollen. I said, look at you. You're the world heavyweight champion. You're the world. Whoppin's hitting him. Whop, you're the world heavyweight champion. And look at me. You can't. Pop, I hit you. Just say, watch out. Here come another one. Pop, I said, look at that. Look at that. He threw it in there. I said, come on, come on, get it. I'm going back to the rope now. I laid back. I said, okay, take your best shot. Take your best shot. He's breathing. I said, oh, you finished, boy. You are in trouble. I said, you don't have but 2 chances, slim and none. You in trouble.
Great Muhammad Ali, of course, clocking in the UK about a month and a half after his 1974, October 30th, 1974, upset of George Foreman. Of course, a 3 or 4 to 1 underdog going into that fight. Ali was old. He was slow. I mean, he was damaged. He was, you know, come on, everybody had raps against Muhammad Ali. But some of us thought, you know, how is he going to pull this off, Ali? But we were hoping they would pull it off. And when he did pull it off, I remember listening to that fight on the radio, because that's how we used to watch fights back in the day, or listen to fights. When you didn't go watch them on pay-per-view or closed-circuit TV right away, you listened to them on the radio. And they never really told you what was happening on the radio. How they would tell you was, round one was over, and they would say, round one, Anthony came out and beat up Pedro for the majority of the 2 minutes there. The first round went to Anthony. And then they would come out after round two. They would come out round two. So it was a news report. It wasn't actually a live broadcast. And that was a little bit pain in the ass. You're like 3 or 4 minutes behind the rest of the world. But back then, it didn't matter because you didn't have an internet. I mean, before the internet, we had newspapers listening. I mean, people would find out who won the fight the next day by either if they didn't listen to the radio, like live news on the radio, they find out the next day by looking at the newspaper. The newspaper was the way to go. But I'll never forget when I went that night when Muhammad Ali fought George Foreman. I was looking outside my window and not a car was on the street. There were no cars moving. The Safeway was dead. There was nobody in the Safeway. I'm not trying to say everybody was watching that fight, but I'm telling you, the world came to a standstill. I remember March 8th, 1971, when the first Ali-Frazier fight went down, and then again when Muhammad Ali fought George Foreman, October 30th, 1974. The world literally came to a halt. I kid you not. Of course, Mike Tyson, he said the world's come to a halt a couple times when he's fought, but not with not with the reverence, I think, that Muhammad Ali brought to it. But the bottom fact is, you know, Ali was in like 1% of the homes compared to the fights, to the number of homes that Mike Tyson going to be in nowadays, of course, with pay-per-view and people going around the world, this and that. Of course, a lot of fights, they were just on regular television. We watched on regular television. They were delayed. Eddie Croft talked about that in hour number one. You would watch the fights watch them 3 hours later here at 4 p.m., Pacific time, they were on at 4 p.m. Eastern time, 3 hours earlier in New York. So if you didn't answer the phone, you were okay because there was no internet back then in there. So nobody was going to call you and blow the fight. No doubt about that. Straight up, got to give Muhammad Ali props. He was the greatest of all time. And as I told you, he touched me. And he touched me, and I think he made me a better person. I think that everybody he touches, he makes a better person. I mean, I really think that he is the guy as far as we stopped trains in China. People that had never seen him before knew who he was. And this and that. I mean, they were fainting, this and that. He was the greatest human being I've ever met in my entire life. And I was so fortunate to spend time with him. Muhammad Ali, may you rest in peace, my brother. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here's
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
Wrapping up the show, of course, this is a two-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Did I say the City by the Gate? No, City by the Bay. Straight up, Amanda Serrano, of course, she didn't get the nod last night, but she was very classy in her defeat, no doubt about that. Her and Katie Taylor will probably hook it up again without a doubt. I mean, this is a fight that they want to see him go around a second time, no doubt about that. Shakur Stevenson, got to give him props last night. I mean, he did exactly what he had to do against Oscar Valdez. He totally dominated Oscar Valdez. Of course, he sort of lit the pilot, per se. And, you know, he's going to be a great fighter. He's going to be a great fighter to deal with, no doubt about that. 135, 140, 135 pounds. I would love to see him rumble with Gervonta Davis or Ryan Garcia or anybody that's at the top of that 135-pound heap. Of course, Gervonta Davis got Raleigh Romero coming up in a few weeks. That should be a good event as far as the pre-fight publicity is concerned. As far as the actual fight's concerned, it looks like Gervonta Davis rolls over him like a look him like a stamp, put it just like that. Raleigh looks like he has 2 chances, slim and none, and slim's out of town. So Raleigh Romero, of course, and Gervonta Davis, a pretty good smack talking event, but as far as the fight's concerned, it probably won't be that good. Now Canelo Alvarez, 6 days away. Of course, Canelo and Dmitry Bivol, as I said earlier, a late-round stoppage for Canelo Alvarez, probably about the 10th or 11th round. Reason why I say that is, although Bivol is a bigger guy, a stronger guy, and probably fought bigger and stronger guys, he's just not of that same skill level. I mean, he's got good boxing skills. He was an outstanding amateur. There's no doubt about it. He has a good 1-2s. Could he punch holes in Canelo Alvarez? Maybe, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think so. I think Canelo's at the top of his game right now. And Canelo is, of course, going to head for a third fight after having the first fight being a draw, the second fight being a win over Gennady Golovkin. Of course, Golovkin, Triple G, call him what you want. He beat Ryota Murata a fortnight ago in Japan for a portion of the middleweight title. I believe he has two belts, the WBA middleweight and the IBF middleweight title. Does Gennady Golovkin 41-42, 1-1, the one loss, the one draw to the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez. But should Canelo get by Dmitry Bivol next week, the Gennady Golovkin fight, the third fight, is set in stone for September. So we'll see what happens there. I thought Canelo might fight three times this year. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. Three or four times this year, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Of course, Team Reynoso took a whooping last night with Oscar Valdez. And, of course, Shakur Stevenson coming out and saying, I beat Oscar Valdez, I beat Canelo, and I beat Team Reynoso. And he really did, because he shut him out. I mean, this was a 9-1 favorite, should have performed like that, without a doubt. I'm talking about Shakur Stevenson, okay? But to make it look that easy, and of course, I told you he has this innate ability to loop shots, and when you loop shots, it's supposed to slow down the speed of your shots and take the velocity off punches, but not with Shakur Stevenson. Last night, he punched holes in Oscar Valdez from the start until the end. In fact, I want to give Oscar Valdez a lot of props for him being able to go 12 rounds. But had Shakur Stevenson wanted to finish him, I think he could have. The bottom line is, Shakur still doesn't want to throw the third, fourth, and the fifth punch. When he wants to do that, when he gets tested, when he gets pressed, he will eventually do that. Until then, he's just going to fight safety first. Shakur Stevenson, congratulations. I hope the post-fight fight with your family and the security at the MGM Grand was just an anomaly, and it won't be a part of your future. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC-TV, brought to you in part by the World Boxing Council. Check out their website, WBCBoxing.com. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production, an exclusive production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer, my man Anthony Etherington. Of course, I want to thank my man Ron Barr, the president of the network. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is Sports Byline.